Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for getting up bright and early on our last day for what I think is going to be a really exciting session. I'm Kim Arcolio. I'll be your moderator this morning. I am the Associate Dean of Research at The Ohio State University and also the co-chair of the Program Planning Committee for MCH. I have nothing to disclose today except for the fact that it's been a great conference, so I hope you all feel the same way. I'm really excited that we were able to organize what I consider to be more of a symposium around the Best Baby Zone program. So I think you're in for some really exciting presentations today. Our first presenter is going to be Dr. Sherry Pies. She's a clinical professor with the MCH program at the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health, and project director for the federal MCH training grant, as well as a faculty member with the DRPH program and the MSW and PH dual concurrent degree programs. She's also the PI on the Best Baby Zone Initiative, a W.K. Kellogg Foundation funded project.
Oh, thank you. Applause this early in the morning. That's kind of sweet. Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here. And I want to thank the MCH section for hosting our session today, for giving us the opportunity to put together all of our sites and our evaluation team to be able to share with you what we've been doing on the Best Baby Zone. And I also want to thank Monica Barr, who is the Best Baby Zone Program Manager, for the outstanding work she has done, not only in corralling all of us to have our presentations ready on time, but in helping me in the preparation of my presentation. So I want to just say that I have no commercial interest relevant to this presentation. So I'm going to talk very briefly about the Best Baby Zone Initiative to give you an overview of what this program is and what this approach is, and then you'll hear from our three sites as well as our evaluation team as to what the work has been over the last 3+ years. So the vision of our Best Baby Zone Initiative is that all babies are born healthy into communities that enable them to thrive and reach their full potential. And what we aim for in our mission is to give every baby who's born in a Best Baby Zone the best chance in life. And I think we can all agree that over the last many years, we've really focused our efforts here in the field of maternal and child health on providing quality, timely, and accessible health care for women to ensure that they will have healthy babies. And that has actually been a very effective strategy for really getting women into prenatal care. But what we've learned over the course of many years is that prenatal care is not enough and that there needs to be more effort placed on a variety of other factors. So, you know, another factor has been improving the health outcomes and the educational opportunities and the economic opportunities for the woman herself, making sure that she's living in affordable housing, that she lives in a neighborhood that's safe and violence-free, that she's able to achieve at least a high school education, and ideally she is working at a job that is a living wage and able to support herself so, again, she can have a healthy baby, she and her partner, or she on her own. But what we've learned, and I think you've probably heard a lot about it at this conference here in the last couple of days, is that just an individual on their own with the resources they might need is just not enough, that we live in community. And from our perspective, the community provides that almost in utero environment that the woman provides for her growing fetus. And that what we look for with the Best Baby Zone Initiative is we're looking for strong, healthy, vibrant communities, communities with vibrant local economies, with educational pipelines for children to be able to go from early care, child care, to elementary school, on to middle school and high school and beyond. We're looking for affordable housing. We're really trying to create environments in which the woman, her family, her child are all surrounded, not only during that time of preconception and interconception, pregnancy, beyond, but really way before that, because the work of the Best Baby Zone is built on the life course perspective. So we're looking at increasing protective factors and reducing risk factors within the environment of the larger community. So what is the Best Baby Zone? The Best Baby Zone, as we look at it, is a small, specific geographic zone, generally with a high infant mortality, preterm birth, low birth weight rates. Maybe prematurity and preterm birth rates as well. The Best Baby Zones have a backbone organization and are working with a series of committed partners and resident leaders. So those committed partners include organizations, community-based organizations, local governmental organizations, legislators, others in the community, as well as the resident leaders who are stepping up, who are interested in making sure that their community is a healthy place to live. As part of the work that we're doing, we're aiming to reduce infant mortality, improve birth outcomes, and we're doing that through this of an approach that we think of as community transformation. But it's really working with community residents to identify the conditions in their communities that they believe need to be changed in order to make their communities healthier places to live. So there are three specific strategies that we are employing. One is that we have a zonal approach. We're looking at small geographic zones where we're able to mobilize stakeholders to really work together to improve the conditions in that area. We have a multi-sector approach, which means that health is an important partner, but we recognize that we need to have other partners at the table. So we're looking at economic development partners, community services and systems folks, so housing, transportation, parks and rec, policing, as well as economic development partners, which can include really local banks, housing, lending institutions. And finally, we see this work as being a public health social movement. And by that we mean that we are working together to cultivate and promote what we see as really a movement to improve birth outcomes, address social determinants of health, and advance health equity at the local level in an effort to make sure that the voices of the community residents and the changes that are taking place can be moved upstream, further upstream, to the local legislators, state legislators, and hopefully to the federal government. So here's what Best Babies On looks like on the ground. This is your kind of a 30,000-foot view because you're going to get a closer view in just a few minutes. We have three zones, Price Hill in Cincinnati, Ohio, Holly Grove in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Castlemont in Oakland, California. And they are small geographic zones, with Price Hill being our largest, that generally are geographically delineated, sometimes by a zip code, and sometimes by a census tract, and maybe by both. The organizational structure of Best Babies On looks something like this. We are funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. They have provided the initial funding for the first 3.5 years, along with in-kind support from UC Berkeley and other financial support from a couple of other small foundations that we have been able to work with. We have three national partners: the Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs, the National Healthy Start Association, and CityMatch. We also work with a series of national consultants focused primarily on maternal and child health issues. Milt Kotelchuk, who's here in the audience, and Mario Drummonds from the Northern Manhattan Perinatal Project have been our lead consultants over the last couple of years. We've also worked with Amy Fine and Lorraine Latham. We've had luck to be able to work with some really leaders in the field. And we also have a multi-sector advisory group, which are national leaders from different sectors who've been there to give us the advice and guidance we've needed to really move our work forward. Just checking my time here. Finally, you'll see we have our three zones. So I want to just touch briefly on, our challenges. So you'll see the caption here says, I'd be happy to give you innovative thinking. What are the guidelines? And that's been really what we've faced with the Best Baby Zone initiative. I think, as you can all agree, and we all know, that MCH work typically focuses on our clinical interventions. And we've had really some challenges in aligning the different way of doing work, which is community-based work, with outcomes that can really show change at the clinical level as well. When you're responding to community voice, it doesn't always mean that you are doing the work that maybe your funder from MCHB or your state MCH grant is telling you to do. And so what we've learned is that we've had to be creative, have a lot of small early wins, and be able to pick ourselves up and move forward when we found that, we haven't quite focused in the right direction. Funding has been a challenge, I'll say, primarily because philanthropy and community change outcomes are really trying to work at the same pace, and frankly, they don't work at the same pace. As all of you know, funders really are looking for change in a short period of time, and we know that change takes time at the community level, and achieving health equity is going to take time for this work that we've done. But we have some terrific strengths with the work we've been doing, and our zones will share more of that with you in the next few minutes. But I just wanted to highlight a few of them here. One is that we've had outstanding resident leadership, and we've been able to cultivate that leadership in all of our zones through a variety of different projects. We have been able to have local legislative support that has been responsive to community priorities. This has been specifically, we've seen this in Holly Grove, and I think you'll hear a little bit about this today. That picture on the upper right, there a councilwoman is there in the picture. She's been a councilwoman who's really championed a project in our Holly Grove neighborhood that's been very important to the work that Best Baby Zones has done. We do value the life course approach, and that's been a strong element of the work we've been doing to really help our community members recognize that the protective factors that are existing in their communities, the ways in which their communities support their healthy growth and development, not just for the kids but for the adults, is really a factor across their life course. And finally, our Best Baby Zone teams, our three teams from around the country, have been part of a really expansive and important learning collaborative that has been ongoing for the last 3.5 years. We're looking for future directions, and we're looking in our future. We have our organizational structure here, as I shared with you before, and we are looking in the next couple of years to expand to 3 or 4 new zones. We're also going to be providing technical assistance to new and emerging sites that might want to adopt a Best Baby Zone approach, which you'll hear more about. And so, you know, your zone here. So finally, I just want to share a slide that was developed by our team in Alameda County several years ago to say that we're in this work together with Best Baby Zones. We recognize that health is an important sector. We recognize that health is an important element. But there's no way that we can achieve equity and health in birth outcomes alone. The health sector is just not able to do that. So we need to see that we are in this work together and that our different partners are a central and important part, and that as much as we can work to help them figure out what's in it for them, the better we'll be in getting closer to achieving reduced infant mortality and healthier babies for all. Thank you very much.